Thank you, God. Well, we started talking about being led by the Spirit last week, being led by the Spirit of God. And we're going to continue on that. We'll probably be on that for some time and just talk about different facets. But we can turn to Romans 8:14 and start there. Romans 8:14. Let's just read verse 14. It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. We are sons and daughters of Almighty God. If we've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, made Him our Savior, something happened at that point. We're going to be talking about that more probably in the coming weeks. But something happened on the inside. We were dead on the inside. And we became a new creature on the inside. The part of us that's eternal, that will live forever. We were recreated, born again, born into a new family, adopted into, and not only adopted, the Bible talks about that too, but we were, our inside was literally made new, reborn. And we are now sons and daughters of Almighty God. Hallelujah. King's kids. And if we're sons of God and daughters, it's a generic term, then we are led by Him. We are. It goes together. If we're sons and daughters, we are led. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. And like we said last week, that the word that's led is like continually happening. So it's like those that are sons are continuously being led. Just like you're being led. You realize you're being led? The Holy Spirit is constantly speaking to you. All of us. It's like a radio station that's constantly beaming out signals. Now, the question is, are we listening? Because He doesn't ever stop transmitting. He's faithful. He is led, continuously being led. We are continuously being led. The question is, are we tuned in and are we listening? You know, if you have a radio in your car, you can have it off, but it's still transmitting. I mean, the station's still transmitting, whether you hear it or not. Your radio may be off, but the station's still transmitting. Now, you could turn your radio on, but you know it's on the wrong station. You're still not going to hear a specific station. If you turn on one station, that's what you're going to hear. If there's no station, you're going to hear static, or if your radio filters that out and just does nothing. But the only way you're going to hear a particular station is if you're have your radio on, you're tuned in, but then you could be tuned into the right station with your radio, but you could be talking on your cell phone, not hear a thing that's going on. Or you could have nothing going on, but your brain is just somewhere else, and you know, have you ever arrived somewhere and said, how did I get here almost? Like, did I sleep through it? You almost wonder, it was like this state of consciousness because you've done it so many times that you're on autopilot. You weren't literally asleep, but your mind was somewhere else. You know, you all tied your shoes this morning, probably, if you have laces, but I didn't think about it. I just did it. And that's the way we are. But we could, if we were even tuned in, having the radio on the same station, but we weren't listening, we wouldn't hear it either. Well, it's the same thing with God. He is speaking to each one of us. This whole week, He was speaking to us. Now, He's not constantly, you know, talking audibly. And we're not going to get into the different ways, but He is communicating with you. Don't look for voices. The devil can accommodate you on that. You start saying, I want to hear God's voice. I want to hear God's voice. I want to hear Him. The devil can accommodate you. Now, don't get into fear. I'm not saying don't go down. I'm just, don't start being afraid of that. Don't, what I'm saying is don't look for voices. There are voices in the world. God is speaking to you, and we're going to talk primarily the way He's speaking to you is by peace and by your inner man. But don't look for voices. I want to hear an audible voice. I want God to really speak to me. The devil is the king of this world right now. He can accommodate you, and He is accommodating people. Just saw it in the paper the other day. People that are spiritual mediums, psychics, that's very real. A lot of shows on television right now that talk about psychics and spiritual mediums, and it's real. Those are demons. Demons are real. People, oh, that's all imaginary. That's all just a fake. No, it's not. There is a spiritual realm. There is a God. There is a devil. There are, demons are just fallen angels. There are angels. There are angels in here right now, and there are demons. Yes. That's not to scare you, but there are. Mm-hmm. They're in, they can't see them with your physical eyes, but they're here. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be afraid of them. Whatsoever, because we are King's kids. We're not going that direction today, but God is so much higher than the devil. It's not like two equal and opposing forces. No. Devil cannot do anything against God. He tried. He failed. God is the king. No one can stand against him, and we are his children. Therefore, no one can stand against us, not in our own strength, but in his strength. So don't ever be afraid of those things, but I'm telling you, they're real. Don't open yourself up to them. Don't say, I want to go, you know, and check this out. Don't mess with it. It's real. Ouija boards and things, they're real. I don't know why I'm getting off on this, but don't mess with it. The devil will accommodate you. He does speak to people. Demons do speak to people. They do. Oh boy, that's supernatural. People are hungry for the supernatural, but what they're really hungry for is God Almighty. So don't look for the spectacular and miss the supernatural. Don't look to, I want a vision. Don't tell God how he's going to speak to you. Just follow him and let him speak to you. Amen. Amen. We don't want to look, I've never heard an audible voice. Never. From God. Now, I've heard things that were in my spirit that darn near sounded audible, but they weren't. There's a voice of God that is just almost like you hear something, a word. But by and large, the way you're led by God is by your heart, by your spirit, by God bearing witness with your spirit. Let's just read the next few verses. I wasn't really going to go here, but we'll just touch on this at least. We're just going to go with God because we're not getting off this topic for a while. Just the next verses in Romans. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again unto fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. He bears witness with what? Our head? With our body? Your body feels like you're a child of God? No, our spirit. And we're going to teach on that more. We are a spirit. We have a soul. And we live in a body. The body's our earth suit. That's how we get around. If you don't have a body, you're out of here. You can't influence this world, really. That's why what you do with your body is so important, your words and everything, because you have authority on this earth because you have a body. There are people in earth or in heaven. The Bible Hebrews talks about the grandstand, the people that have run their race, but they can't influence here anymore. And so we can. We have a physical body, but God is not going to bear witness with our body. He's not going to bear witness with our mind. Well, I feel like God's here. Doesn't matter what we feel. It matters. He'll bear witness with our heart, our spirit, that we're the children of God. He bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Thank you, Lord. Let's go over to Colossians 3. So that he speaks to us, if he bears witness with us that we are his children, that's primarily, and we're going to go through it, that's the way he generally leads us, is by just a bearing witness. That means just an inward sense. Not a feeling, not a physical feeling, but it primarily is peace. It takes the form of peace. God is a God of peace. God is a God of calm, and he will lead you by peace. Colossians 3, verse 14. God is so good. This right here, what we're talking about today, and in this series, just being led by God, This is one, there are a lot of important things, but if we can be led by Him, if we know His voice, if we know how to be led by Him, we're in the right place at the right time. It is critical. Decisions in life. People, oh, how do I make this? I don't know what to do in this situation. God does. And if we know how to hear Him, if we're tuned into the station and we know that He's speaking and we know how He's leading us, we'll get in the right place at the right time. We'll fulfill what He has for us. Colossians 3:14. Is that the right? Yeah. Okay, but above all these, now I'm just going to 15, I'm 14 there. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Whatever you do in word or deed, do in the name of the Lord Jesus. But notice in verse 50, let the peace of God rule. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let it rule like an umpire. Let it make the shots, the peace of God. If we'll be led by peace, led by peace. God is a God of peace. Hold your place in Colossians. You don't have to, just look on your scripture sheet. Look what, we don't have to turn there. Look at Romans 14. This is a familiar verse. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's peace. The kingdom of God is peace. John 14. Jesus says this, John 14, verse 25, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. His peace. We have the peace of Almighty God inside of us. Read one more scripture, John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. God is going to give us peace. Can you ever imagine Jesus, when He was walking on this earth, being fretful or afraid or troubled? No, He would have been sinning. He would have been worried. He would not have been looking to God. But He walked it out perfectly. He was never troubled. He was never afraid. He was never like, I don't know what to do. No, He was always calm, cool, collected, at peace. He was led by the Holy Spirit. Well, you say He's God. Yeah, but He was a man. He was born into a body, and He had to come. The Bible says He grew in wisdom and stature. He became aware of what God was doing through Him and who He was. But He was led by the Holy Spirit in all situations. And He said He would give us His peace. He said, I've spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In me that you may have peace. Now look at verse, let's just read this too. 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. He's the author of peace. God is a God of peace. God, where there is strife and confusion, it's not Him. He's not the author. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. So you're still in Colossians. It's saying in verse 15, 3 verse 15, let the peace of God rule. Let that peace that Jesus has given to you, that God Himself is the author of, that He said, I've given you these words so that you'll have peace. Let that be the umpire as we're being led by God. If you're not in peace, don't do it. Period. Now, you may be out of peace because it's something you have to catch up with God. But if you're not in peace, don't do it. Wait till you're in peace. Somebody put it like this. She was an elementary teacher. She was very gifted, very good at doing things, breaking things down to their core and feeding them to the children. And I was just watching. I don't know. It was at a service, and we were in the children's for whatever reason. She was talking about being led by the Spirit of God for these kids, and she had two gloves. She had one that was very velvety and soft. She made it very just nice and soft. And she had another one that was kind of rough, like sandpaper. And she said, when it's God leading you, it's like that velvety glove. It's just warm, fuzzy, you know, warm, fuzzy feeling. And I'm not talking about your head or anything, but I'm just, just seems good. We have some scriptures on that. But just, yeah, that seems good. And if you wait a couple days, yeah, seems good. But if it's not the way you're supposed to go, just something scratching. And the degree of that scratchiness determines how critical it is. I found that. If it's just like, just don't think that's right. Don't go there. If it's not peace, just don't go there. Just stay away. Now, I don't know why. Just don't want to go there. I'm not going to. You think of two ways. I'm going to go this way. I got two directions I can go, fork in the road. I want to go this way or I want to go that way. Think of this way, it's like, I don't know why, but I just don't want to go that way. Think of this way, yeah, yeah, that's God. Now, I'm saying, not just your head. Not your head says, I want to go. Not your mind. How do you determine that? Your heart will always bear witness with you. If you have a question of whether it's your head or your heart, just wait. Wait on God. Because he'll lead you through his word. Now, we're not discounting the word at all today. We're just talking about peace, and we're going to get to that. But the word, the Spirit will never override his word. Never, never, never. That God will never tell you to do something that goes against the word. Never. Ever. Ever. Never. Somebody said, well, I know it, but it's God leading me. No, if it's against the Bible, it's not God. It's not God. It's not him. It may sound like God. He may even quote scriptures wrong, but it's not God. The devil knows the Bible. And the devil's a master at taking it and halfway splitting it, twisting it, and beating you over the head with it, or getting you to deception. That's how heresies get started. That's how people just twist. They just get, sounds good, just go over here. He's not stupid. He's actually very intelligent. But he's not smarter than God. And he cannot fake God's peace. So if we'll just wait on him. Don't know? I don't know. It really seems good. But we'll wait. Seems good the next day. See, the more you do that, the flesh is impatient. And the mind, you know, will get settled. If you'll just wait, God's voice will ring true. If it's God today, it'll be God next week. And if it's next, it'll be God a month from now. And God knows how to get across to us. He knows when to speak to us so that when we need to make the move, we're in the right place. Don't ever fall into this, well, you know, it's God, so we got to get going on that. God knew that. If it's God, he saw you when you were in diapers. He knows where you have to be there. He's not going to wait till the last minute and say, okay, this is my plan. Go for it. And boy, you better get going. No, if he knows where we're at, he's going to go, okay, I know Jim. I know where he's at exactly. Mental state. I know everything that's been put onto him. I start speaking to him. I know he's going to get it right about here. So I need to start dealing with him now. He's not in a hurry. That voice of being in a hurry is not him. I've said this just recently. The devil will push. He'll get you in there and push. Boy, you better get going. God will not do that. He's a gentleman. He'll lead you. He'll say, you see me? Come on. Come on. We're going this way. Oh, all right. okay, he was patient. Okay, you all right, you got it. Now, come on. He is. He is so patient, so kind. That's his nature. He's love. And he'll get us in the right place, but it's peace. Just go by that velvety hand. Now, like we were saying, if it's yuck feeling, don't make a move. And if it's just kind of like, I just don't know, stay still. That may be you and your head having to get over some things. But if it's inside, man, everything in the natural may look good. Your head, everything on paper, oh, it looks good. Man, why? God, I just don't understand it. But inside, I just feel like, ugh. Yeah, but you can be tempted to override that, say, but I don't see anything. I don't understand. But inside, you know, it's just, ugh. Don't override that. I've done it. You've probably done it. Bought something I should have done. But I'm telling you, God will say no. Man, done something. I don't think I should do that. Yeah, but I want to do it. And when I say I, it's like the flip. Nah, but I do it. I knew I shouldn't have done that. Am I the only one that's ever said that? No, we've all said it. Yeah. I knew it. I knew I shouldn't have done that. Dummy, I knew it, but I knew I wanted to, and I did it anyway. We've all been there. Some people are being led by God, and they don't even realize it because they're looking for something that's spectacular. Well, that's God speaking to you. That looks a certain way. No, God is just prompting us, and he do it by your inward witness. He'll just say, yeah, I don't want to do that. And I'm telling you, if you have like a warning, like scratching, like don't do that, don't go near it, stay as far away from that as, because that's God warning you. The stronger that is, it's like the consequences for you going that way are weightier. Don't go there. Don't go there. Just stay away. Just go in the opposite direction. And God will make it clear. We know his voice. We just sometimes we're looking for the wrong thing. And the best way, somebody said, often the best way to be led by God is just unconsciously. You don't realize it's God. You're just thinking, yeah, I think we should do that. Yeah, and you're being led by God. You don't know it because then you don't psych yourself out. Because once you start to, oh, is that God? Is that not? You can start leading, you know, getting in your head, leading to confusion, leading that. But just, if we just settle down, let him speak to us. Let him lead us by our hearts, by peace. He'll get us where we need to go. He's a good and faithful shepherd. Thank you, Lord. So it says in verse 15, let the peace of God rule. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let it rule. Let it rule. Let it be the umpire. Let it be the final authority. If I don't understand it, doesn't matter. If I don't think it look, doesn't matter. I just go by that umpire. I let that be the umpire. I let peace be the umpire. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 26:3. God is so faithful. He is an intelligent being. We are intelligent beings, and he knows how to talk with us. He knows how to communicate with us. He is not like sometimes we as people are, where we speak a certain, you know, language, and we're trying to tell somebody something, but they're just not hearing us because they're on a different wavelength, and we try, and it's like, that person's not understanding me. I don't know why. I keep trying the same things. God does not like that. He knows how to communicate with us. He knows us better than we know ourselves, and he will make sure we're in the right place at the right time if we'll look to him. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace. You will keep him in perfect peace. What? Whose mind is stayed on you. See, right there. You can't be out of peace if your mind is stayed on him. If your mind is stayed on him and you're with him, you're going to be led by it. You're going to be tuned into the God channel. The God frequency. You're going to say, yeah, that's you're right. Yeah, that's where I'm supposed to go. Yeah. Why does it say, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. It's verse 4 too. Keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. So if we're with him, if we're doing what we need to do, we will be in peace. If we're out of peace, it's a sure sign that we're off somehow. Now, I'm not saying that like, you know, in a condemning way that, boy, we're just off over in peace. No. But if we're out of peace, if we're mad at somebody or upset with the situation, I just don't know why this is happening. Why is God letting this happen? Let this happen. What are they doing? We're not in peace. So we're off somehow. We're not looking at it clearly. We're not looking at it through the Word. We're not looking at what He said. Our mind's not stayed on Him. We are. If we start getting frustrated, upset, I don't know what's going on, I'm in confused, sure sign. Ding, 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 ding. Off. Something's wrong. Stop. Stop. I'm not, the peace. Now, I'm not trying to micromanage all our surroundings. We're not talking about surroundings. All hell can be breaking loose in your surroundings. I'm talking about in here. In the middle of the storm, Jesus said He gave us peace. We stop peace. But when we start letting that go, we start siding in with our surroundings. We start siding in with our mind. We start siding in with the devil who's like attacking somebody else. He's the accuser of the brethren or ourselves, saying, well, if this person wouldn't have done this, this wouldn't have happened. And how's God's plan going to happen now? And God's not flustered. He knows exactly how He's going to get it done. So we need to step back and say, I'm not synced up with Him at that point. I'm upset. He's not. He's not right now. And we've all been there. We've all been to where we're starting to get, and I've just had to take myself and go, no, God's still here. The devil will tell you, you messed up. You messed up. That's why you're not hearing from God, and you missed it. No, that's the voice of the enemy. That's the devil. He knows what we're talking about today, and he knows he'll play the word against you, play back people's voices, play the scriptures. Well, if you were really spiritual, you would be led by God, but evidently God is not leading you. Wrong. I'm a son of God. He's leading me. That's when you just boldly say, no, I hear God. I am hearing Him now. God is not flustered by this, so God, what's your will? Lord God, I'm just synced up back with you. I put my mind on you. Thank you, Lord, you're leading me. Lord, now what's your will in this situation? Where am I going? And I'm telling you, that gets you right back to where peace comes back. Okay, everything's going around, but God, what's your will here? If Jesus were standing with you, you'd be saying, God, okay, Jesus, this doesn't look good, but what should we do? What should we do here? Okay, got it. All right, and you just walk confidently because you know He knows what to do. I don't. He does. So I look to Him, and He'll get it done. Peace, if we just stay there, stay synced up. Stay synced up, just in peace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Philippians 4:6, just a little more. Philippians 4:6. Philippians 4:6 is a familiar verse of Scripture. It says, be anxious for nothing. Nothing. There's nothing to be anxious about. That seems like, well, you set the bar up here. Yeah, but I mean, that's what the Word says. If we'll keep our minds on Him, we'll be in perfect peace. And He said, don't be anxious. Don't get upset. Verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God, the very peace of God. If we'll just stay, when we're anxious, we were talking about it earlier, when we yield ourselves, yield our minds, yield our bodies, yield our voice to things that aren't godly, we are going away from what God says, and we're deciding it doesn't look good, it doesn't feel good, I don't know how it's going to happen, and if I start letting my mouth go and say, where is God, how has this happened, why did He let this happen, I don't know what to do, we are yielding ourselves, not to God, but to the enemy. We're siding with Him. We're siding with Him, saying, we're basically just talking ourselves into His plan. But if we say, I don't see what's going on, I don't see it, but that doesn't matter, I don't walk by sight, I walk by faith. God, You are in control of this situation. You know what to do. Lord, I don't, but I look back to You. I'm not going to be anxious about this. I'm not going to fret about it. I feel like fretting. I feel like letting my mouth go. but I'm not going to do it. Instead, I'm going to use my mouth to glorify you. I'm going to say, God, you are in control. God, you are leading me. I hear you. Lord, you are a good God, and you have good plans, and you know what's coming down the pike, and I choose to trust you, and I thank you that you're keeping me in perfect peace. See, we're yielding ourselves to him. We're putting ourselves in a position back just to we're in the center of peace. And then what does it say? The peace of God will guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. A guard. It'll be a guard there. The peace of God's guarding us. The devil tries to get in there, but the peace is there. He can't mess with that. The devil can't. He has no weapon against that. He has nothing. Nothing. If he gets you in the realm of the spirit, or in the mind, in the flesh, he can do something with that. You get down to where you're just going by what you see, feel, he can mess with that. He can change circumstances. You ever been in a situation where you came on something and it looked like somebody was talking about you, but you find out later they weren't, farthest thing from it, they weren't even talking about you. They didn't have anything to do with you. They were talking about their lunch or something. But the devil is like a fun house. He'll make things look a certain way. Smoke, mirrors, illusion. He's a deceiver. That's what he does. And so he'll go in there and try to make it look a certain way. And you, if you go by what you hear, by what you see, you can let things deceive you. But they're not deceiving God. So if we say, I know what it looks like, I know what I feel like, but God says this, and this is what my heart says, you cannot be deceived. The peace of God will guard us. Keep us from all kinds of heartache. Keep us from making the wrong decisions. Keep us from going away from his plan. He has set it up, bumpers, just set it up. So that's like you go play candlepin bowling. We have kids. I probably benefit from a lot. I'm not that good anyway. But we always play on the lanes with bumpers. That means I can throw it that way and it ends up hitting the pins. God knows how to put those things in our life so that we'll get there. And that part of that is just the peace of God. We'll just let that be the umpire. We'll start getting over here and it's like, no. Go over here. Okay, you're good. No, I'm going to stay right here. And we'll just stay right on the best pathway for our life, like what we talked about last week. We'll get there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. We are being led by God more than we realize. More than we realize so many times. We just don't attribute it to God. Because people think it's mystical. People make stuff. Religion makes it. Oh, have you heard from God? No. We're his children. Just like a father would talk to his son. Son, here you go. Do this. This is the best thing. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. I just want to read something to you. I'm not going to go into this a lot. But Luke 1:3. Oh, it can't be that easy, somebody said. Can't be that easy. Luke 1:3. We'll go to verse 1. Read this. This is the Gospel of Luke. We read this in our Bibles. It's part of the canon of Scripture. This beginning. Look what Luke said about how he wrote it. Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also. Having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus, and that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed. Now look what he said of why he decided to write this account of Jesus' life. He said, it seemed good to me also. He said, there's other people that have written. Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those. Verse 2, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us. It seemed good to me also. And look what it says in the Amplified. You have that on your sheet? It seemed good and desirable to me. Just seemed good. You know what? And it's just evidently Theophilus. I don't know his. We don't know his relationship, but he knows this guy personally, and from his address, must be somebody in power. He says, "I just seem like I should write something to you too. I should write an account just so you know the certainty of what happened with Jesus. I think I should. Seems good. Something I'd like to do." Now, a lot of people, if you were talking to them about writing a book that is in the Bible, most people would think, and there are these things in the Bible, but would think, you know, it had to be a vision, had to be an angel of the Lord appearing, had to be an audible voice saying, "You will write the book of Luke, and it will go over all the world and be included in this book called the Bible. And, you know, everybody that's a Christian will read it, and it just have massive impact." That's not what happened. He just said, I think I should write you a letter about what happened. Here you go. Seems good to me. I'm going to do it. Got the book of Luke. So much of what God leads us in is just like that. It's not fireworks. It's not like, "Oh my goodness, wow, you've heard from God now." Not necessarily. It is just being led by peace, being like, "Yeah, I should do that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it." That's the way God leads his children. We miss God sometimes because we're looking for that thing. I don't know if it's really, you know, strong enough. I don't know if it's really spectacular enough. I just think I'll wait. There's a lot of people that are still waiting. And God's already told them what to do years ago. Mm-hmm. Years ago. We don't have to do that. God is speaking to us today. Hallelujah. Amen. And there's some other scriptures there. We're not going to, you know, you can look at them, some other things, similar language. But God leads us so many times by just our inward, just what seems good, just by peace. Thank God. He's good. So he's leading us. We're all qualified. We're all qualified. For Christians, we're qualified to be led by the King of the universe. Amen.